Okay, so tell me a little bit about your sound. I mean, you're kind of like, the first time I listened to Rewind, I'm like, it's like Lindsay Buckingham and Jewel had a baby. You know, it's like...
that's awesome. Well, I mean, my background is country music. I grew up in a small town in Canada. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the only radio station we had, they only played country music. And so, you know, I grew up on, you know, really old time country music. And then, you know, Shania Twain was the love of my life when I was 4 and 5 years old, you know. And then as I got a bit older, I moved to Las Vegas when I was 18, because through like a series of random events, I met Richard Dashett, who did produce, you know, mm-hmm. Fleetwood Mac and obviously, you know, Lindsey Buckingham and stuff. And he really opened my eyes to what, you know, other music was. And, you know, my first EP is completely different than this Rewind song. You know, it's a little bit more poppy, country, kind of different. Wasn't really me. You know, the producer that I worked with was a really great guy, but, you know, we just didn't click collaboratively, you know, with our music tastes. So, you know, Rewind is a lot of me and the way that I would love my music to sound. So I'm really happy with Rewind. So I would say it is a lot of Richard's influence as well as my own personal background growing up and loving country music. I used to love Jewel as well. So, I mean, it's probably country and folk and a little bit of, you know, rock influence.
Why do you think someone should pick up this single? What do you think stands out the most about it?
You know, I'm really happy with this song because it was one of those songs that it wasn't forced, you know, and it was just really shows my personality and it shows what I believe more people should act like, you know, when it comes to, you know, if they have something bad happen to them,
mm-hmm.
When I have something bad happen to me, my reaction is to, you know, just take it positively, you know, well, it could have been worse. Or, you know, but look what I learned from this, you know. And Rewind is kind of a little bit about that. And, you know, it's an upbeat, fun song. You know, whenever I play it, I have fun singing it and performing it. And we actually just shot the video for it yesterday. And it was just so much fun. And I just really want people to pick up this song and listen to this song. And I hope that they get the same sort of energy that I feel when I play it, you know, which is just happiness and fun and carefree. And I hope to make people feel that when they listen to this song.
So how was Rewind written? Is there a story behind it? How did this all come to be?
Yeah, you know, Rewind, it's funny. Like my favorite place to do anything musically, like when I'm writing a song or practicing or anything, like I have a lot of videos on my Instagram and Facebook that I post and it's always in the bathroom. So like I'll go downstairs in my bathroom with my guitar and I will, just start singing. And, you know, I was talking to my sister who's living over in Italy right now. And, she was talking to me about, you know, these boy troubles that she was having. And, you know, I was just like, well, you know, Crystal, like this might, you know, be a terrible thing for you right now, but it's going to teach you a lot and you're going to grow and you're going to learn from it. So I just kind of went down after I was done talking to her into my bathroom and I was like, playing my guitar and all of a sudden these words started coming, you know, she just wanted to, like, you know, her story, she wanted to, you know, rewind and wish that she could have done things differently. And, you know, so Rewind kind of came from that, you know, it was just, it's, you know, you want to rewind, but you know, and instead look at the picture, forget about the rewind and press play, you know,
mm-hmm.
learn from your mistakes and just move on and smile and everything's going to be okay.
On the surface, the song has this very, you know, how do I say, retro appeal. Like I said, I immediately thought of Secondhand News from Fleetwood Mac. It just feels like that in the beginning. But it's super deep, though. The banjo, the drums, there's a lot of layers going on there that if you listen closely, you know, it's like the magic eye. Like, you look at it and you may be a little blurry at first, but you take a step back and you look at the whole picture and there's something else there. What was the production like for that song? Did you guys add pieces after or did you envision this?
Well, you know, it's so funny, like, because we recorded three songs in the period of about, I think it was 9 days. And, you know, I had just written one song and we recorded the next day. And then an older song we recorded. And then this song was the last song we recorded. Because we were all kind of a little bit nervous. Because I really wanted this song, like the personality and everything, to shine through in the production and the voice. And I just wanted this song perfect. I was really scared to record this song, so I wanted to record it last. And we sat down. Like, all the other songs were really super easy to kind of get going and record. And you know, we had that these ideas flowing in this song. It took us a full day to sit down with the song. And it was literally my two producers and me sat down in the entrance of the studio. And we just played this song over and over and over and over. And we bounced ideas off of each other, like what we could do. And, you know, it was yes and no. And, oh, I love that. And, well, maybe not for this song, but for the other song. And it was, this song was one of the hardest songs that I have ever recorded. And, you know, we're so excited because this is the first single, you know, it all came together and, you know, we were really excited. You know, we laid down the drum and then the banjo. And then there was a guy that came in and put down the, I can't remember what it's called. You know, it's like the squeeze box and then you play the piano with it as yeah. well. What is that called? Anyways, one of those.
The accordion.
And it was just,
right?
You know, it was one of those songs that was just had a bunch of random instruments and random parts in it.
Yeah.
And it turned out, like, so awesome. We were really happy.
What are your short-term and long-term goals for this single? And then, like, what are you working on, like, moving forward?
Well, this single, we just did the video for it yesterday. And, you know, we're pushing it to radio, and we're getting really good response from radio in Canada, and then we're going to buy a package for the U.S. and promote it in the U.S. And so far, we've gotten such a good response on this single. Like, it's been playing on major charting stations all over Canada. Like, it hasn't, like, it's just been, you know, showcased, and, you know, people have been talking about it. But, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a way better reaction than we got from our first release. And I'm really happy about that because this song is more of me, so I'm happy. They always say, you know, when you listen to people in documentaries and stuff, they say, really let your music, you know, show who you are and what you want to be as a musician. Don't let anybody tell you what they think you should be. And I really found that out with this second single. And so we're just going to promote the heck out of this song. And we're starting to already, and we're starting to see a really good feedback. We're going down to Nashville in 2 weeks, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be there for a couple months, and we're going to be promoting this single. You know, we're going to get in. I have a couple connections down there that have connections to the Highway, you know, that radio station mm-hmm. on Sirius. And we're going to go, and hopefully they like the song. I mean, that would be perfect. And just, you know, right now we're just really going to focus on the single, but we already have the second single recorded and done, and we're already talking about video ideas for that. So we're just going to promote, and then promote the next single and just keep on promoting until, you know, we make it big. And we're really excited about this single and the next single. So we're really confident that something's going to come from it.
Great. Is there anything else that you want to tell our audience? Maybe something to the people that have never heard you before and why they should give you a chance?
Everybody thinks that their music is different than everybody else's. But the main thing about my music is that I really want to inspire and connect with my audience. You know, that's the most important thing. I've loved doing that since I was a young kid. And I just want to make people feel something. And I do believe that my music, and especially my next single, I'm really excited. It's called You Were Supposed to Be Mine. It's a little bit of a slower song. And I just really, you know, the songs that I write, I really feel like lots of people can connect with. And I just want people to feel like they're not alone. So if you like this interview and you want to hear some new music that's a little bit of folky pop country, then please go and give my music a listen. And I'd really appreciate it. And I hope you do connect with my songs. And please tell me about it, because I'm always talking to my fans, you know, private messaging. And we get along really well. And I just hope you like my music and you want to keep on listening.